This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level? This is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
With all these players switching teams, there's bound to be some upgrades. We got 10 of them for you right here.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time, Trey, the time is now, buddy. What's happening?
What's up, man? We're locked in. We're ready to go. I mean, we're talking players. We're talking fantasy upgrades.
Upgrade. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got 10 fantasy football upgrades. Man, I'm just ready to just pop these bad boys off. Trey, go ahead and get us started, my friend.
Yeah, man. Starting off at the top, and these are not in any particular order, these 10. These are just 10 guys that we think are going to drastically increase this coming up year. But my personal favorite coming off the top is Saquon Barkley, baby. And maybe it's because he went to the Eagles, you know, maybe. Or maybe it's because he's a great player getting put in a better situation. Okay, Saquon gets a 3-year deal with the Eagles for $37 million, and that's high for a running back. I mean, that's like the top 6 running backs in the league in payout, and a lot of people are like, they overpaid for him, blah, blah, blah. I don't see that happening. Saquon Barkley is only 27 years old. Last year, he had 247 carries for almost 1,000 yards, okay? He had over 5,200 yards over 6 seasons with the Giants and 2,100 in the air, and that was with a poor Giants offense that was constantly losing receivers, quarterbacks. I mean, Saquon was their offense, but, I mean, you got to think how all that workload he took on him, that had to hurt his performance. Now he's going to be on a team who's locked in every position, got fantasy players in every position. And you might think, you know, maybe that's not a good idea to have all those mouths to feed. But that's going to open up plays for Saquon. Just because he don't get the touches don't mean when he does get touches, he's going to get open. Okay?
Okay, okay. Yeah, Saquon. A lot of people excited about Saquon in Philadelphia. My issue is obviously injury concerns when it comes to Saquon. We know he's been hurt in the past. And then there's Jalen Hurts stealing all the red zone work from him. You know what I mean? Jalen Hurts always likes to run it on the one. You think Saquon gets in on the tush push. You know what I mean? Like, that's going to take things from Saquon. Now, that being said, it's crazy to me that the Giants actually let him go to a contender. That tells me that the Giants aren't really scared of what Saquon can actually do. But I can see it as an upgrade because he's going from the Giants to the Eagles, not so great team to a great, you know, pretty great team that at least a playoff contender for
Write
sure.
Write that down. The Eagles I'm are saying, a pretty great team. Okay. Okay.
Listen, compared to the Giants. Okay. I'll give them that. The Eagles are a team, a good team.
Look, man, the way I see it, you're right about the tush push and Jalen Hurts taking those red zone plays. What I'm thinking about is a better offensive line. I know they lost Kelce, but this offensive line is still solid. The Giants' offensive line was garbage. I mean, Saquon was just getting everything he could. He's definitely going to get open field plays running down. And on top of you saying about the Giants trading him in a division thinking that he's not worth anything, that's got a lot of fire under him to prove to them what they left out on. Last year, he finished as the 13th running back overall in PPR, and he missed three games doing that. I'm guaranteeing Saquon Barkley a top 10 running back this year.
Hoo-wee, guarantees it. Guaranteed Saquon top 10. You heard it from Trey, man. Saquon to the Eagles. Upgrade.
Upgrade.
Hey, yes, sir. Now let's move on to the next guy on the list. That's my pick. Derrick Henry, the king. The king has become a Baltimore Raven. Not really my favorite place that he could have went, but hey, it is what it is. Look, he turns 30 years old, which is scary to a lot of people, but when you're talking about Derrick Henry, he's not built like everyone else, okay? Last year, he still went over 1,200 yards, man, on the Titans offense. That was not great, okay? I know he's going to be dropping in your fantasy drafts like a lot, but think about this. He's going to Todd Monken, offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, a guy who just loves to run the ball. Now, you could say this could be kind of the Saquon effect like we were just talking about. He's going on a team with a quarterback who loves to run the ball. Now, I will say this, Derrick Henry in the passing game is a good blocker as well. Not the best, but he's a great downhill runner. And with that Ravens offensive line that's built to protect Lamar Jackson and get him through, I guarantee it's going to help get Derrick Henry through that line. I'm projecting Derrick Henry over 1,200 yards and 14 touchdowns on the year, Trey.
Yeah, man, I like it. And, you know, when this news first came out, I thought, oh, well, Derrick Henry's down the drain. It's over for him. You know, career-ending move here. And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, actually, this is a perfect situation for Derrick Henry. You know, he is getting a little older. And this team, 100%, is not going to give him the amount of carries that the Titans did. I mean, the Titans let Derrick Henry carry their offense. The Ravens don't have to do that, which means Derrick Henry is going to be healthier. He's going to be more malleable. He's going to be able to do more stuff out there on the field. So kind of the same in the situation I was just thinking before you brought up the Saquon Barkley comparison. It's kind of similar, but in the opposite effect, the touches will be less, but the carries will be more valuable. Mm-hmm. He's going to get those better plays, that better offense. There's more people to watch, like Lamar Jackson and all these receivers. And the Ravens love to run the ball regardless if it's Lamar Jackson. I mean, they had six different running backs get injured last year because they were running the ball so much. And that's one thing, you know, that you really normally don't have to worry about. I know Derrick Henry did have that one injury recently, but career-wise, Derrick Henry is pretty injury-proof. So this man going on this offense, I really think that, like I said, he's going to get a little bit less carries, but I think they're going to be more valuable carries. And I like the comparison prediction with 14 touchdowns. I like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. It was Derrick Henry's pinky toe, which affected his cuts 2 years ago. You kind of saw him. He also is a full season out of injury because that was 2 years ago. And I mean, he's on a new team, man. He's his second team only. Okay, so just remember that he is the king. He will continue to be the king, and I think you can probably get him for some value in drafts that are people that are completely undervaluing Derrick Henry.
Without a doubt.
Yes, sir, buddy. Yes, sir.
Moving on to the next guy on our list that is a big fantasy upgrade. This one, not a major upgrade, but an upgrade in my mind. That's Joe Mixon, okay? He did finish as the RB6 last year, so it's kind of hard to say a major upgrade. I do expect him to finish in the top five with this Texans offense, though. I mean, he moved to the Texans, who are up-and-comers. I mean, one of the best high-octane offenses last year to watch. I mean, they got C.J. Stroud. This man's coming in flaming hot. I mean, the Texans brought Devin Singletary back to life when I thought his career was over. You know, I do think Joe Mixon is going to be amazing on this team. I think he's going to be a big third down back, and I guarantee a lot of goal line touchdown carries for Joe Mixon this coming up year. Damian Pierce, he had a solid rookie season, but a major decline last year. I don't think you have anything to worry about with him taking Mixon out of the spotlight. I think Joe Mixon is going to be the main guy on this team at the running back position. They got him for 3 years for a $27 million contract, which isn't nothing. Last year, he had 257 carries, over 1,000 yards, and 9 touchdowns. But the same with your Derrick Henry comparison. I think he gets at least 14 touchdowns with the Texans.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Joe Mixon. I like what you're talking about, Damian Pierce. I kind of feel like this is good for Damian Pierce, to be completely honest. I feel like Damian Pierce in the spotlight as the guy just isn't it. Okay, Joe Mixon comes in, becomes the guy. Maybe Damian Pierce, you know, gets a little bit of the gets a little work in the beginning and kind of revitalizes him a little bit, because not all the pressure's on him, not all the, you know, he's not the guy that has to get those really tough yards. Look, we saw Joe Mixon on the Bengals a couple years back just go nuts, double-digit touchdowns. I like him on this Texans offense. I love what the Texans are doing. They're building. We got another Texan on this list later down the road. So keep that, keep watching, and don't forget that, man. Yeah, Joe Mixon, I think definite upgrade for the Texans, Trey.
Yeah, man. I mean, this Texas offense, they're scary, man. I hate to say this, but this is the first time I think I've ever said in my entire life, I am super excited to watch the Texans play this year.
I think you maybe said that a couple times last year, but yeah, dude, the Texans,
I'm talking preseason.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I haven't said that in the preseason. Yeah, you're definitely right. Yeah, man, Joe Mixon, Texans, I think it's going to be a good combination, my friend. Great combination.
No doubt.
But let's move to the next guy on the list, man. Another upgrade. It's going to be Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones on the Vikings, huh? From the Packers to the Vikings. One-year deal. Rookie quarterback with a veteran presence of Aaron Jones as your running back. I love that. Look, last season, Aaron Jones, between week 15 and week 17, dude went off. He was injured in the beginning of the season, but once he got his legs under him, man, and he was healthy, he was killing it. Okay, so he's getting older, but the guy definitely still has gas in the tank, Trey. And look, Ty Chandler, we really were hoping to get kind of the breakout year for Ty Chandler on the Vikings. I think Ty Chandler maybe another year behind Aaron Jones. I think we can definitely look forward to Ty Chandler in 2 years, but for this year, I think Aaron Jones on the Vikings with a rookie quarterback, they're going to lean on him a lot, Trey.
Yeah, man, and I love J.J. McCarthy to death. I think it's a great pick by the Vikings here, but I do think that rookie quarterbacks tend to rely on their running back, and we know Aaron Jones loves those checkdowns. You know, this dude was a PPR monster a couple years ago. You know, I really think this is a great upgrade for this offense, and this offense loves their running backs. I mean, we look at Alexander Mattison, how he did, and Dalvin Cook and how he's performed. I mean, Aaron Jones has the ability to produce at those levels for the Vikings, and it's a one-year deal, so he's looking for, you know, more money coming next year. He's got to prove himself that he can do it on any team, and this is the way to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And look, I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there for Aaron Jones on the Viking, projecting 950 yards on the ground, 13 touchdowns, and let's call it an even 450 in the air, Trey.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, buddy.
But moving on to our next fantasy upgrade, and this is the one that, Bandy's not going to like too much, just because we're going to Kansas City to talk about the Chiefs, and that is Hollywood Brown, baby, Marquise Brown. Not really a whole lot to say here. I mean, he's coming from Arizona, where he's played with backup quarterback after injury, to a Super Bowl, back-to-back Super Bowl champions. I mean, this dude, Hollywood, is a great receiver. He's had some situational bad luck with the teams that he's had to play with, but the Chiefs receiver room is their biggest nightmare, and now he's going to walk into a smooth wide receiver one position carved out for him, in my opinion. 2021, he had a great show until Lamar Jackson got hurt. If he can stay healthy, I predict him a top 15 wide receiver over his last finish last year at 52.
Top 15, buddy. I like it. Marquise Brown on the Chiefs. Okay, they do got a rookie coming in. Marquise Brown has been there. He's been a great deep threat for quarterbacks in the past. I like it. I like it. I like him going to the Chiefs. I think for his fantasy value, it's good stuff, man. There's not a lot in that wide receiver room, and they just continue to dump players. You know, Marquez Valdez-Scantling just signed with somebody, so he's gone now. So it feels like every year the wide receiver room in the Chiefs just starts all over again, man. And I think, honestly, they're looking better this year than they did last year, Trey. Marquise Brown's a definite upgrade.
Exactly, exactly. My only fear is that the hype on Marquise Brown, because this team is back-to-back Super Bowl champions and their wide receiver, I mean, everybody knows their wide receiver room has been their biggest problem. Hollywood Brown is a decent receiver. He comes into this situation. I fear that he's going to be a little bit higher than drafts that I want to reach for. But if he's there whenever whenever I'm ready to take him, I will. I just worry about the hype being a little high. I think there should be hype, definitely, but I think that the hype is going to be a little too much for me, honestly, with this Chiefs offense.
Absolutely, but you know, I agree with that 100%. If you can get him for value late, I think he's worth a pickup, but I don't know, man. I wouldn't touch him in the first, what do you think, 9 rounds?
Oh, what? No, I know. I see. I'm that's where I'm talking about, the hype. I'm going 4th, 5th easily.
Oh, okay.
But I think people are going to go 2nd, 3rd, in my opinion. I really do. I mean, you got Patrick Mahomes tied up with this dude. We saw what he did with Tyreek Hill. Marquise Brown has been compared to Tyreek Hill in the past. I just feel like this offense being back-to-back Super Bowl champions, I think that the hype on Hollywood Brown is going to be through the roof.
Oof, scary, scary, man. I could not see myself drafting him in the first 5 rounds, Trey. Absolutely not. But let's go to the next guy on the list. I kind of talked about it earlier. So there's another Texan on this list, and this one may be a little controversial, but it's Stephon Diggs from the Bills to the Texans. Wait, an upgrade? Yes, sir. I said it, an upgrade for Diggs. And let me tell you why. Okay. 1 year deal for Diggs, okay, $20 million guaranteed, I believe. That's not really that important. He's going to hit free agency in 2025, okay? So if you're a wide receiver in the NFL and you want to get paid and you got 1 year to do it, Trey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, my biggest problem with that is Stephon Diggs, you know, his personality gets in the way of his play a lot. And I just worry with all the malice to feed in at the Texans that Stephon Diggs is going to get in the way of his own success and start, you know, complaining about not getting the targets that he wants and all these things. I think he has the ability to do great. I think that the idea is there. It just scares me with his big personality getting in the way.
And that's the thing. It is a big personality. I feel like Diggs is the kind of guy that he's not going to be that guy in year one. When he was in the Bills year one, you didn't hear nothing from him other than catching touchdowns and making plays. Man, I won my fantasy season with Josh Allen and Diggs the very first year Diggs was there, okay? I had the stack, man, and it was amazing. You didn't hear nothing, okay? Because, anyways, he's on a new team, right? And he's got he's going to be fed. He's definitely going to be fed. I really feel that way. The Texans are putting pieces together. Nico Collins is there. I feel like there's some good things happening there, man. I really feel like Diggs is definitely going to be an upgrade, at least from last season. He fell off last season. So you got to count it as an upgrade at least there. Can you agree that he'll at least do better than last season?
100%, I can agree that. And you know, they do have Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, all these guys over there. But what you were saying, it did kind of open my eyes a little bit, you know, about his first year with the Bills. I mean, after so many years later and not being able to produce at the level that he is looking for, you know, maybe now he's on a different team and he's like, it's a whole new world for me. And I'm going to sit back and be humble and hope that things get better, because obviously, you know, put my big personality in the way didn't get me anywhere except to a new team, which is exactly what I wanted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Diggs will be fed, and I'm projecting 1,300 yards and at least 8 touchdowns. At least.
Okay. Okay.
Hey.
What kind of ADP? Where do you think? What round do you think you would take Diggs in?
I mean, I can see him. I feel like he's going to go higher than he did last year for sure. I say 5th. I think 5th.
Okay. Okay, I mean, the one thing with me is Stephon Diggs' name, you know, is just so big that I think that people will take him. You know, there's going to be a lot of leagues that people don't have as much knowledge about the sport and everything that they should, and they're going to go on a name basis. And I think he's going to go a little bit higher in most leagues, but more competitive leagues, I think you're right, around the 5th round is where he'll go.
Exactly, buddy, exactly.
Moving on to our next guy on our list, and this is kind of a little switch up here because it is a big upgrade, but this guy, in fact, did not move teams, and that is Drake London, and he got that upgrade at quarterback with Kirk Cousins. Almost put Kirk Cousins here, but in my opinion, it's hard to say Kirk Cousins is going to upgrade with losing Justin Jefferson, so I'm gonna put Drake London in this spot versus Kirk Cousins because it's a big upgrade for Drake London. Drake London is a great athletic wide receiver. He just hasn't had the QB to unleash his full potential. Who better to do that than Kirko Chains, baby? Okay, this entire offense gets a big upgrade. But in my opinion, Drake London will have the most dramatic increase in fantasy performance. Last year, he was wide receiver 37. I think Kirk bumps him up to a top 20 wide receiver this year and is easily going to be a wide receiver 2 on your fantasy team.
Ooh, I like it. Look, we know Drake London has the potential. He's got the skill. He's a great receiver. We've seen him go over guys. One of the best catches of the year last year was Drake London going over a guy, grabbing the ball, tucking it underneath. Just an insane catch, man. Look, Kirk Cousins was feeding that whole Vikings offense last year. JJ went through the roof when he was healthy. I mean, I love that. I love that, man. Drake London, I definitely am going to be aiming for him in my drafts, Trey.
Without a doubt, without a doubt. I mean, you know, he's been playing with rookie QB after rookie QB. Now he's got a guy who's been there, done that, knows what it's like, knows what it takes to put a wide receiver on that higher level. And Drake London is ready for it. He just needs a guy to get him the ball. Kirk O'Change is going to do that, baby.
Yeah, buddy. You know, I'm seeing a pattern here with a lot of teams that were not very good last year are really like, it's like they've been building, and this is feels like a year where a lot of it's starting to come together, Trey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, all these teams that have been kind of building up slowly, adding guys and just haven't been performing well, you know, this is their year to shine because they went out and spent the money for them outside of the Cowboys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But moving on to another guy on the list, the definite upgrade, maybe another one that's a little controversial, but hear me out, okay? Curtis Samuel. Curtis Samuel coming from the Commanders to the Bills. Most likely they're aiming for him. Everyone's going to think this guy's going to be the wide receiver 3 on this team, but I really, really feel like once he gets there and gets going, he's going to slide up to at least a wide receiver 2. They got a rookie wide receiver over there on the Bills. Look, they let go of Gabe Davis. Stephon Diggs is gone. I really think Curtis Samuel is an upgrade for the Bills, man. I know he got a lot of work on the Commanders last year, but I just really feel like Josh Allen has been in the league for long enough to know guys that know what they're doing, and Curtis Samuel always seems to be that guy that's in the right spot at the right time, Trey.
Yeah, man, without a doubt. You know, I think Curtis Samuel has a path to be the wide receiver on this team. I mean, they got Khalil Shakir. They've got Keon Coleman. I mean, they got Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They got Chase Claypool. They got all these guys that just have never really been able to do it. I think Curtis Samuel has had the ability. He's just had, you know, like people like Scary Terry in the way, who is incredible. But he has a straight path to go to wide receiver 1 for this team. And a wide receiver 1 for Josh Allen, in my opinion, is a great fantasy value.
Exactly. We saw Curtis Samuel be good with Sam Howell at the helm, a second year Sam Howell. You know, I like Sam Howell. I think he has potential. He just needs a little more time. But we've seen Curtis Samuel be fantasy relevant at least every year when nobody was even talking about him, man. So I'm aiming for Curtis Samuel in a lot of drafts, and I bet you get him for value.
Oh, yeah. See, Curtis Samuel, every year I've got for value because no one looks at this dude. And don't get me wrong, he's had some ups and downs, and there's been games where he has kind of put up goose eggs. But there's also been games where this dude has went off. He's got the agility. He's got the mobility. And then now he's got the quarterback to get in the ball.
Yes, sir, he does. Yes, sir, he does, Trey.
And that takes us to our next guy on our list, upgrade here. And this one, you know, me being a Cowboys hater, I can't believe I put this guy on the list, but I do believe this is going to be a major upgrade from last year. And that is Ezekiel Elliott, baby, back with the Cowboys. And as much as, like I said, I despise the Cowboys, there is one thing that hits closer to home for the Cowboys than we them boys. And this is our year. And that is that Jerry Jones loves Ezekiel Elliott. Dak Prescott loves Ezekiel Elliott. And regardless of how he's implemented by the coach in this offense, he's going to get the work. He's going to get goal line touches. I put everything that I own on the fact that he has a better year than last year, finishing running back 30th for the Patriots. I think that sky's the limit for Zeke on this team. I mean, there's no Tony Pollard, which hurt him 2 years ago. The Cowboys go back to what they know, the basics. Give this Zeke the ball and let Dak throw. I think it's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Rico Dowdle, I think, is his only competition there. So I agree, man. I feel like if Zeke has – even when Zeke was having a bad year, he was getting touchdowns, man. He was getting goal line work, like you say. So maybe Zeke coming back to the Cowboys in an offense he knows, being the only running back on that team that can, you know, actually produce for them. I mean, Zeke, upgrade, I like it. And you know another thing? On the Patriots last year, he was doing a lot of pass catching and doing very well at it. Zeke, after he catches the ball into the second level, is really, really good, man, and is something that that we didn't expect or notice about him until we saw him do it on the Patriots. I think if the Cowboys can implement that, it's going to be major fantasy value and a 100% definite upgrade. Can I get an amen?
Amen, brother. And let me tell you, one thing that I saw on Dak Prescott's face all year last year was frustration and disappointment. Mm-hmm. But guess what? He's reunited with his best friend, his homie, his guy. You know, he didn't like the whole switch up with Tony Pollard. I saw it all over his face. I saw it all over the offense. He remembers, Dak Prescott remembers back when him and Zeke were going crazy. The Cowboys offense were going off. He wants to get back to that. I guarantee you Zeke wants to get back to that. That kind of teamwork bond, you can't just give that in the NFL. And I really think it's going to benefit both of these players, but mostly Zeke, big upgrade for me.
Hey, I like it, buddy. I like it. Zeke upgrade, Cowboys. I guess we're going to find out, buddy. Guess we're going to find out. All right, moving on to the last selection, I'll say, on this list, man, and it's a little bit different. It's going to be the entire Chicago Bears. The entire Chicago Bears offense has definitely got an upgrade, okay? I was talking about it a little bit earlier, how a lot of these teams that were terrible a year or two ago have the potential to be good. It feels like they were getting their pieces. The Bears had draft picks. They picked up free agents. They just went ham in free agency. Look, DeAndre Swift, running back, Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Roschon Johnson, Gerald Everett, and we can't forget about my boy Khalil Herbert hanging out in the number three spot on the depth chart. Really, really makes me sad. I feel like that guy had a lot of potential. I guess he used it all up. Look, the Chicago Bears, if Caleb Williams is him, as they say, The sky's the limit for the Bears, man. I mean, Swift really did well last year. He has the potential to do good this year. Keenan Allen, dude, he was a monster. I can't believe the Chargers let go of Keenan Allen. That was like their only producer. The Chargers let go of Keenan Allen and Austin Ekeler. Like, I don't know what the Chargers are going to look like this year, but we're talking about the Bears, man. DJ Moore did really well. If Caleb Williams grabs all his receivers and they do some little off-season workouts, man, get on the same page. I'm kind of scared of the Bears this year, Trey.
Yeah, this team lives and dies on the back of Caleb Williams, in my opinion. This is the situation where you're going to put a rookie quarterback into a situation where everything is set up for success, right? So if Caleb Williams is actually him, this team is going to go crazy. If he's not, it's going to be very disappointing for people. You're going to hate that you drafted Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and all these guys. But I tend to lean on the side that he's going to do not maybe as well as everyone's expecting, but I do think he's going to perform pretty well for a rookie quarterback in the NFL because he has all these options around him. You know, he is the quarterback and he does lead the team. But at the same time, you know, these guys are going to lift him up around him with being as good as they are. And I think this offense is definitely a major upgrade from start to finish. I mean, but I do feel bad. What about your boy Justin Fields?
Hey, Justin Fields hanging out with Russell Wilson down in Pittsburgh, man. He needs a little time to humble himself and maybe be the number two guy. I guarantee we see Justin Fields on the field next year, buddy. I guarantee it happens.
I just want somebody to come up with a clip, okay, of Russell Wilson sitting at a bus stop and the Greyhound pulls up and Justin Fields gets off and Russell Wilson just looks up and smiles and he's like, "You too, huh?" You know, I just see, like, you know, they're just like that. It's kind of that meme, right? The whole world hated Justin Fields for some reason, you know, outside of the Bears. And then Russell Wilson, you know, he got basically booed out of his city. You know, these guys, they have a lot to prove. And they're going to a Steelers team who's not a bad team. They've just struggled at quarterback. So both of these guys really have the biggest opportunity for them. Russell Wilson even more. But I'm excited to see where – I know I'm going on a little tangent over here on Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, but I'm excited to see what the Steelers are going to do this year.
Hey, that's all right, buddy. That's all right. I'm excited too. I feel like they're going to use Justin Fields kind of in that Taysom Hill role a little bit, man. I think you're going to see some of that working on Pittsburgh. If they were smart, that's what they do because we know that he can run the ball. We've seen him go off 80 yards plus running the ball as the quarterback. If the Pittsburgh Steelers are smart, that is something they're definitely going to put in that offense, Trey.
Yeah, man, it's crazy that you think that that you brought that up, the Taysom Hill role, because I was actually thinking back to Arkansas Razorbacks 2 years ago, KJ Jefferson and the other quarterback that they had there. They would bring this guy in, little bitty dude, right? And every time he came out on the field, every Arkansas fan in the stadium knew it was going to happen. It was going to be a QB sneak. But it wasn't a sneak because everyone knew it was going to happen. But every time, this dude would get 40 yards down the field, and they would put him back on the bench. And if they did that with Justin Fields, I think Justin Fields is going to get some yards this year.
Yeah, buddy. Maybe Justin Fields switches positions, becomes a little running back or something. I don't know, man. If I was a quarterback with the kind of skills that he has when it comes to running the ball, I feel like I would do whatever I could to make sure I stay in the league, to make sure I stay relevant, to make sure I stay getting money. You know what I mean?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, buddy. That was fun, my friend. 10 upgrades for your fantasy teams in the 2024 season, man. I am pumped about football, man. The draft does this to me every year, Trey.
Without a doubt, man. I'm super excited. Just taking my notes, you know, it was a little, I was like trying to remember certain things and remember things about this, but just doing this show, man, I mean, the names just started flowing. The team started flowing. The ideas started flowing. I'm ready for fantasy football.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm ready for them drafts, man. Stick with us. Don't forget, guys, to hit that like button wherever you are watching us. Subscribe to Fourth and Flex or follow us. We appreciate the love, man. It's going to be a big season for your boys over here at Fourth and Flex, man. And as always, we appreciate you guys. Guys, thank you so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one. Check out 4thandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's 4thandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.